news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's inauguration week. On Wednesday, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be sworn in as President and Vice President of the United States. The official festivities began Sunday night with the virtual We the People concert featuring Ben Harper, Carole King, James Taylor, and more.
Oh, beautiful, for a spacious sky, for amber winds of green.
Instead of having thousands descend on D.C. for the festivities, everyone can watch in the comfort of their own home on TV or streaming at BidenInaugural.org/watch. Following the swearing-in ceremonies, we'll see the pass-in-review, a longstanding military tradition that reflects the peaceful transfer of power to a new commander-in-chief. Then, a wreath-laying at Arlington at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. President Biden will then get a presidential escort to the White House with every branch of the military, followed by the televised virtual parade across America. And just announced, the band New Radicals will reunite for one day only after 22 years to perform You Get What You Give. In addition to being incoming second gentleman Doug Emhoff's self-selected campaign walk-on song, You Get What You Give also holds special significance for Biden's family. Joe Biden wrote in his 2017 autobiography, Promise Me, Dad, quote, "During breakfast, Beau, his son, who has since died of brain cancer, would often make me listen to what I thought was his theme song, You Get What You Give, by New Radicals. Even though Beau never stopped fighting and his will to live was stronger than most, I think he knew that this day might come. The words to the song are, this whole damn world can fall apart, you'll be okay. Follow your heart." On Wednesday night, instead of high-priced tickets for in-person super spreader events and inaugural balls, the Bidens will join host Tom Hanks for a televised and streaming event, Celebrate America. So far on tap, Bruce Springsteen, Lady Gaga, Lin-Manuel Miranda, John Legend, Justin Timberlake, Bon Jovi, Foo Fighters, and lots more. Of course, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and this year's holiday takes on a deeper meaning after 2020's national outcry against racism. Events that normally draw crowds honoring Dr. King were canceled due to the pandemic, which has hit Black Americans particularly hard. Communities around the nation are holding scaled-down events to mark the day, and there are also a number of National Day of Service activities that you can participate in from home or at socially distant in-person events. You can find out more about those at BidenInaugural.org/day-of-service. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. and state houses across the nation are bracing for demonstrations in support of Trump and his unfounded allegations of election fraud. Thankfully, the security and precautions taken already seem to have curtailed the plans for Sunday, which was pegged as a potentially major flashpoint and prompting more than a dozen states to activate National Guard troops to protect their Capitol buildings. And in what sounds like an unprecedented move, U.S. defense officials say that they're worried about an insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing the inauguration. So the FBI is now vetting all of the 25,000 National Guard troops coming into D.C. for the event. We do know that Trump wants a big ceremony, either at the White House as he departs, at Joint Base Andrews before he gets on Air Force One last time, or in South Florida as he lands at the West Palm Beach Municipal Airport. He had asked for a big Dear Leader-style ceremony complete with red carpet, 21-gun salute, military band. You get the idea. The Pentagon on Sunday confirmed that the military will not hold a farewell ceremony for Trump. In the meantime, President-elect Joe Biden on Saturday officially introduced members of his administration's Office of Science and Technology Policy. His nominee to lead the team, Eric Lander, considered a pioneer in the field of genomic science, will be a presidential science advisor, a position that Biden is elevating to cabinet level for the first time ever. So that's music and science returning to the White House. It's already so much better. But wait, There's more. President-elect Joe Biden is planning to spend his first 10 days in the Oval Office issuing dozens of executive orders, reversing Trump's policies. On his first day alone, Biden will reportedly rescind Trump's travel ban on several majority Muslim countries. He'll rejoin the Paris Climate Change Agreement, extend pandemic-related limits on evictions and student loan payments, issue a mask mandate for federal property and interstate travel, and reunite children who were separated from their families while crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, and more. Now that's moving in the right direction. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler, wishing you a very happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day and an even better inauguration week.